Another good friend of Prophecy Today is David Wilder. He lives in one of the most historic cities, Jewish cities, I should say, in all of history. In fact, it's the very first Jewish city established. It was established by Abraham some 4,000 years ago. It's the city of Hebron, and it's a very controversial location today. But we've got something positive to talk about as we have our conversation with David Wilder, spokesperson for the city of Hebron. David, I'm really excited to have this conversation. I understand that the Israeli government's education minister has come into Hebron, met with the leaders there, and he believes that it's very essential that all the Jewish people, and in fact the world, know the history of Hebron. In fact, it's an integral part of the history of the Jewish people. Now, this is a plus as far as all the people that live in Hebron, all the Jewish people, correct?
It's a plus for us, and it's a plus for everybody else. The education ministry, about a year ago, initiated under the education minister, Gideon Saar, a program whereby Israeli school children would be brought to Hebron. Now, you know, this might not sound like something unusual, but up until now, it's been very difficult for educational institutions to get permits to be able to bring the kids into the first Jewish city in Israel. So this was almost revolutionary. And since then, hundreds of thousands of kids have come in. They receive a historical tour. There's no politics mixed into it. And these kids leave with a tremendous spiritual lift, something they never had before.
David, I would like you to do me a favor, and especially for those eavesdropping on these conversations all across America and even around the world on the Internet, give us, if you can, a thumbnail sketch of the history of Hebron. Go back to the time of Abraham. He came there, established the first Jewish community. Just give us the broad brush picture of what Hebron has experienced over these years.
Hebron goes back, of course. We read about Hebron in the Bible, how Abraham came here. He settled here. He was actually the first settler. Abraham was a settler. And he lived here for quite a number of years. He later buried his wife Sarah here. He bought the caves of Machpelah for 400 silver shekels, which is today valued at about $700,000. And all of the patriarchs and matriarchs, excepting Rachel, who died on the way, she was buried just outside Bethlehem. Abraham and Isaac and Jacob, Sarah, Beck, and Leah are all buried here. And that site is considered, the caves of Machpelah, the tomb of the patriarchs and matriarchs, is considered to be the second holiest site to the Jewish people, second only to Temple Mount in Jerusalem. There were many very important people that lived here. I suppose one that would ring a bell by just about everybody is King David, who lived here for 7.5 years after King Saul was killed in the war with the Philistines. God said to David he should go up into the hills of Judea. And David said, but where? And the answer that God gave him was Hebron. So David lived here for 7.5 years, establishing here the kingdom of Judea before moving up and establishing the kingdom of Israel in our eternal capital in Jerusalem. Jews lived here over the centuries. There were always Jews in Hebron, almost without exception. Jews lived here continuously until 1929. There were riots throughout Israel in August of 29, the worst of which were in Hebron. 67 Jews were murdered, and 3 days later, the survivors were expelled by the British. We came back to Hebron in 1967 during the Six-Day War. At that time, for the first time in 700 years, Jews were actually allowed to access the building on top of the caves of Machpelah, that huge building that people may be familiar with. Jews had been denied access to that site, as well as Christians, I might say, for 700 years, from 1267 until we came back in 1967. The Jewish community was renewed in Hebron. That renewal began in 1968 and continued. We began to live in the city itself. Today we have about 90 Jewish families here in the city itself in 4 different neighborhoods. There are almost 900 Jews that live in the city.
Let me ask you about the situation now, though. And it seems that there is a desire by the Palestinians, and in particular the Palestinian terrorists, to remove any Jewish presence in Hebron. Why is it that the Palestinians want Hebron so much so?
It's not that they don't want us in Hebron. They don't want us anywhere in Israel. Abu Mazen The president of the Palestinian Authority today has said that any future Palestinian state, which I don't believe will ever exist, is going to be Judenrein. He doesn't want any Jews here whatsoever. Of course, Hebron is very symbolic for them because of the Cave of the Patriarchs here. They consider it to be a holy site, a holy city. Of course, it's not mentioned anywhere in the Quran. Neither is Jerusalem mentioned anywhere in the Quran. But because it's holy to us, so it's become holy to them. And they see this as a symbol. This is one of the few cities throughout all of Judea and Samaria where Jews and Arabs actually live together. And they consider us to be stumbling blocks. They consider us to be a bone in the throats of what they see as their own progress. Of course, they don't want us here. They've never wanted us here. We're here to stay. Nobody's going anyplace. This is our home. We live here. And we continue to live here and to grow here, and that's what we're going to keep doing.
David, there was an interesting op-ed piece in the New York Times written by Danny Dayan. Now, he heads up Yesha, which is the Council of Leaders in the Jewish Settlements, and Hebron, of course, would be one of those Jewish settlements. His statement, basically, bottom line, was that though the world leaders may think the Jewish settlements are a hindrance to peace in the Middle East, they are basically the best way that this could come about. It's the solution, really, by having these Jewish settlers there. And he thinks there'll not be a Palestinian state. What are your thoughts on this op-ed piece in the New York Times?
Oh, I agree with him 100%. This is our home. The fact that the nations of the world aren't interested in us being here, nations of the world didn't do anything to stop the Holocaust 70 years ago. They tried to prevent the creation of the State of Israel via God's providence and tremendous, tremendous efforts made. We're able to create the State of Israel. But it's no secret that there's still there's still anti-Semitism, and people really aren't interested in us. They're more interested in the Arab oil than they are in Jews living in the Holy Land. And the fact that they see the land that we're living in as being occupied, they're right. It is occupied. It's occupied by our neighbors. This is the heartland of the Jewish people. This is where the Jews have lived since the days of the Bible. And the fact is that we also know that there was a committee that just a couple of weeks ago came out with conclusions that it was headed up by a former Supreme Court justice that said that there are no legal issues in terms of international law with Jews living in Judea and Samaria, where I'm living right now in Hebron. We also know that the people that we're having a conflict with have other interests also. They have their sites in other places in the world too. And we have to stop that. And the best place to stop that is here, right now.
Not only is there a legal basis upon which the Jewish people can live in the lands of Judea and Samaria, but God's word says that is an absolute, you will have that piece of real estate in the future. That is very encouraging news.
Well, of course it is. I mean, when we talk about legalities, there are two kinds. There's international law and there's divine law. And which has precedence? Of course, divine law has precedence. God gave us this land. He says that in the Torah, in the Bible, and we try to fulfill his word. And that's what we're doing here, and that's why we have no plans to leave. He didn't change his mind, and we certainly haven't changed ours.
David Wilder, he's the spokesperson for the Jewish community living in the ancient Jewish city of Hebron, established some 4,000 years ago. David, thank you so very much for this update. Appreciate it. We'll talk again down the line.
Always a pleasure. Take care, Jimmy. Shalom, shalom.